You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
It brings the time to 15 minutes past 4, so we're a little bit behind the schedule, but I'm sure we'll catch up, and it's time for us to... hello, Jeff.
Hello, Richard.
Yeah, the highlight. Highlight for me. So, yeah.
I know, I can see. You've always looked so excited.
I approach this with such enthusiasm. I really do. You have no idea.
It's a special day on a Wednesday.
I start counting the sleeps from straight off this.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it like bin day? It's like exciting, you know, you've got to get up early.
Well, bin day. Bin day, yeah. Yeah, there's some aspects of bin day that. That I would associate with this anyway.
Good. Yeah.
It's time for light salad and chocolate cake and
sushi.
Life love and
fruit salad. Yeah. What do we do every second Saturday? Every second Saturday. Second salad day.
Every second. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. So this afternoon, you have brought this to the table. What women want, what men want.
Yeah, in a relationship, or a marriage.
And you believe that there are answers to these questions?
The ultimate question, the ultimate answers, the ultimate show. This is going to change the world today. So are you ready? Because I'm ready.
No, off you go.
You better have bags packed because stuff's going to happen here today.
I don't know so much.
Yeah. Here we go. Okay, so it's a lifelong question, and I've done all the research in the world, and I have come up with a few things that men want, which I'm sure women are dying to know. Absolutely. I mean, they absolutely want to know how to do this and have these relationships. And then what men want to know about women, because we absolutely know absolutely nothing, really, generally. Mm-hmm. According to the woman, we know nothing. Mm-hmm. So we think we know a lot, but we don't know anything. So I thought today, you and I. You and I.
I'm still deciding where I am.
I'm not taking on this thing on my own. Okay. All right. So I just hope
that. You're not taking this on your own. You brought it here.
I know. I did.
I had no input into this.
I trust you. And I know the security is good here. So we're good. We've got guards, and I've got special dogs and patrolling outside. So we all good. Windows, double glaze, it's all good. Mm. All right, so it's a bit of a light-hearted look at things, but it actually is quite important that we understand as women and men. Not that I'm a woman yet. I do identify as a male today, and I'd had a look at things. What top things that men want in a relationship? What do men want in a relationship? So let's have a look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Men seek honesty in a relationship. That's for sure. Okay. So we love that. We expect that. We relax in that environment. So if your partner, your female partner has trust issues, or your partner, has trust issues, they will need to take responsibility for their insecurities when they come up. It's important. That is the thing. And I know we started off lightly, but some of the stuff is quite important.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then men don't want to be controlled either. And I know women often believe they can change a man, you know, which is the biggest misconception ever, because you can't change somebody. You just
man or woman.
You've got man or woman. And a lot of these things are both, actually, So men don't want to be controlled. I'm sure women don't want to be controlled either, absolutely. Mm. But men definitely don't want to be told to change things, do this, do that, do this, and get here and come home and that. They don't like that kind of stuff, and I don't think anybody does. So if a man feels restricted and his freedom is taken away, or he's mothered, he's not happy.
Mm.
So women sometimes think that packing their clothes for a trip, making their dinner and bringing it to them and clearing the plates afterwards perhaps to go and wash them and treating him like a bit of a child is a good thing, and they're doing a good thing. They're not. They're not. They've got to be very, very careful, because when it comes to intimacy, you don't want to be intimate with your child. So don't treat the man as a child. let him do his thing as much as he can, because he wants to be a man still. And when it comes to intimacy, it's very important that he feels he's a partner and not a child in the relationship. That's something that a lot of people don't understand. And by the way, it's not your partner's job to make you happy. It's actually your own responsibility, and that's for both people, okay? Men also want confident and secure partners. Those are things they look for in a partner. They look for trusting, they look for a loving relationship, but they do look for somebody that's confident and secure as a partner as well. And the trust issues are an issue. Just look after them yourself. Men want to be accepted for who they are. They don't want to be compared with anybody else, or, you know, you see how Richard behaves, you should be like that, or you see how George behaves and how he behaves with his kids. Don't do that kind of stuff. And kids don't like it either, but your partner won't like it. Your male partner won't enjoy that. And don't criticize him in front of other people. I suppose that's both ways. But men don't like that, obviously. Men seek commitment and fidelity. And it's common misconception, Richard, that everybody thinks men want to indulge in relationships with other women all the time. You know, you're always looking, always on the hunt, you know, the hunter and all that. It's not really true. Because when a man decides to get seriously involved, he can and he will stay committed. And he actually expects the same from his partner, He does. So it's not enough to be committed. You've got to let him know that your thoughts and actions mean a lot to him. And what he says, it means a lot to him, to you. Men want clear communication. And I think sometimes women often women are better at this. But they want clear communication. They enjoy it. We don't really like confusion. So if you want to be straightforward, be straightforward. It's fine. It's better than being sort of being careful. And depends on your social style, obviously, and what you say and how you say it and all that kind of stuff. But that's important.
I think talking about straightforward, yes, that's a good thing. But don't be tactless.
Yeah, don't be rude.
Yeah.
It's common. Don't be rude, you know. And you can resolve conflict in a very healthy manner by doing this, an adult manner by doing this as well, okay? Men do want respect. Both do want respect, but men value that very highly. Men seek stability and growth, and they like a relationship with a mature and dependable partner. And I think both do as well. I mean, all of these things are both, but men particularly like this from the research. And so you need to be pretty mature in your approach to these things and create a healthy space around you guys for growth and maturity. Men crave emotional intimacy. They're not often able to share how they feel or their fears or their expressing themselves in a confident, open and non-threatening way. So once you have that relationship with somebody where you can talk to them, I think that's amazing. And the guys do really enjoy that if he's able to be vulnerable with the partner. And that's a good quality of a healthy relationship as well. Men desire space in a relationship as well. So you need time to be alone. And I think everybody does to a point. We all need time to be alone. But he may be fully committed to a woman and still want to spend some time away from that relationship. Not the relationship, but from the person. Just to gather his thoughts and get his things together. And I think some of us need more space than other people do. But a man does relate to having space. And too much proximity can lead to suffocation. And that's also not good for any relationship. So you need to allow your breathing partner, your partner, some breathing space as well. Men love a sense of physical connection. I think that's quite an important. Physical intimacy is very important as well. But it doesn't mean sex and that kind of stuff. It also means holding hands or, you know, a simple hug is also good as well. Men look for security. They, believe it or not, I know females definitely look for security, but men do look for security in the relationship. They don't like feeling insecure. I think none of us do, actually. We expect, unfortunately, expect. It sounds a bit of a big word here, but men expect to be understood. We all make mistakes, okay? And they want their partners to be considerate and not turn it into a massive issue. We're human beings. We make mistakes, provided it's not one massive big mistake like infidelity and that. Okay, love, it's not a problem. You know what I mean? That's not what I'm talking about. We can make a mistake. We can forget to phone, or I don't know, forget to pick up something at the laundry or whatever. We make mistakes. I make a major issue. Men also want to have fun. It's not just women who love a sense of humor. Men also want it. So we want time to relax and not take things too seriously, you know, have a bit of fun between us as well. And you can, as a woman, you can look at his hobbies and take some interest in them. If he plays bowls or golf or goes shooting or whatever it is, you know, find out how it was and did he have a good round or whatever it is. Just show some common interest there as well. Men also seek maturity from their partner. They don't want a child around them all the time. It can be fun and all that, but you know, just chill. Recognize your anger, calm down, and choose how to respond, I think, is quite important. Men also, we like being pampered a little bit. Once in a while, for no particular reason, would be nice. Yeah, don't look at me like that. You've got a big frown on your face. We do like being looked after, and men expect their partners to step up for them as well. If there's a fight in the family or whatever it is, you want somebody on your back. And I've always said in my talks over the years, you know, you can back up your partner, but even if you don't agree with them in front of others. But when you get home, you can say, listen, you know, I backed you, but I don't really agree with this, this and this. But in front of other people, in front of the family, you back your partner every single time. I think that creates trust. Men want to be taken care of, especially when they have man flu. We all know as males what man flu is. You've got a little bit of snotty nose and you need to go to the ICU. Okay, because we have a man flu thing. So just greet him with a smile and a hug. It's okay. It's all good. And then men would like to feel like a priority. I think that is also important. Okay, so that's the male side of things. What do women want out of a man? This took me about 18 months to research, and I still had no answers. But I found Dr. Stacey Laura Lloyd, who was going to help me out with this. And this is not me, okay, because I know nothing really. But this is apparently what women want, and so we need to be aware of this, okay. She likes a man with confidence, okay, who knows who he is, knows what he wants, and is very, that's very appealing to a woman, okay. Confidence is something that they love absolutely, and being confident and comfortable is very, very attractive to them. They like a trustworthy man as well. When a man is honest and trustworthy, he instantly becomes appealing and desirable. So that shows that he's dependable, he's truthful, he's genuine, he speaks from the heart, he's open, and women actually love that. And there are not many of those guys around, actually, to be honest. Integrity is a big thing as well. Women desire a man who is honorable, fair, and ethical. So having integrity can strengthen relationships and a bond with the woman, absolutely 100%. If she knows exactly who he is and what he stands for and his values, and if he can treat people with kindness and fairness and still be strong doing that, the woman love that. Compassionate, they like men who are empathetic and compassionate, understanding. And that women are highly interested in a man who has the ability to and the desire to show care and concern for others as well. So you'll notice when on the dating thing, and the girls go out and the guys, and they go to a restaurant, and the guy is a complete idiot when it comes to the waiter and treats the waiter like rubbish and shouts at them and becomes arrogant. You'll find many women hate that and don't like that at all. And he's trying to show off and bravado and all this kind of stuff in front of this date or this woman. Or even if it's in a long relationship or marriage, you treat the waiter differently or you treat people differently. Women don't like that. They become a bit nervous when that happens. emotionally available. Women desire a man who is emotionally honest and forthright. They like that honesty, rather than a man who is cut off emotionally and can't talk. And we all get brought up differently. Some of us are huggers and some of us stay away and all that kind of stuff. But the women like somebody who can express their feelings and show their feelings as well. Respect is very important in order to have a healthy, happy and successful relationship. Both partners have to treat each other with respect. And I think respect is a big word here in any relationship, any business relationship, but especially in the home. It is very, very important that that there is that. A woman will be more drawn to a man who shows her care and gives her the respect she deserves. And everybody deserves respect. Nobody, and I talk about abuse, and nobody deserves to be abused, but everybody does be, should be respected. A sense of humor, apparently, Richard, is very important to women. This is a new thing, okay? Sense of humor, apparently they love it. You don't have to be a stand-up comic or a comedy writer to capture a woman's attention, but being the ability to just have a joke and laugh and just be a little bit light-hearted is very appealing, apparently, to women. Okay, so, let's try that. When two people laugh at the same thing, it puts them on the same level, and they feel associated as well. And, you know, you kind of feel that you share what's amusing, and that's quite attractive to people as well. Also, they like maturity. They want a mature man, not a child. Doesn't mean that you have to be too serious or whatever it is, but you can have fun and be silly. But women do feel better around a mature person and a person that handles himself with maturity. Okay, so here's the big one. Okay, here's the big one. Women need this next thing to happen. Otherwise, they lose complete interest, get frustrated, and angry, because they frustration equals anger. And this next one is vital. Okay. So guys, if you're listening, okay, here it is. And that's exactly the word. Women feel that we as men do not listen to them. That's what they feel. So if you want to get on with your partner, if you're a man, you want to get on, for goodness sake, start listening. Start listening to them, because they feel that men do not listen at all. And that's pretty much there. There's a whole book of encyclopedia quality and in volumes. Like, remember the Encyclopedia Britannica of what women want? There's a whole lot of that, and we do not have the time or the weeks or months to go through exactly what they want. But this is basically it. Now, in my research, I found a housekeeping monthly, which my woman might not find. How's the security here, Richard? Is it good? A glass, is it quite solid? Tomatoes, look, eggs, not going to come through yet.
I'm sitting far away from the window, so right, I'm fine.
Okay, I'm feeling a bit nervous now, yeah, because the next thing is going to be quite interesting. In 1954, this was in Housekeeping Monthly. All right. So, ladies, if you are listening,
you're going to go through this.
Yes, I'm brave. But, sure. I don't know.
I think you should preface this with, times have changed.
Really? You think? Okay. Yeah, well, times have changed because, sure, I need to get home safely here. All right. So here's a good wife's guide from 1955, from the Housekeeping's Monthly, which was the good thing.
I mean, the fact that there was a Housekeeping Monthly already says it all.
Yeah.
Okay. Housekeeping Monthly, already there, ladies out there say, what are you talking about?
Okay, so here's, if your relationship's not working well,
don't do this.
Let's go back to history. Okay. No. All right, here we go. All right, number one, the good wife's guide.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Have dinner ready.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, plan ahead, even the night before, to have a delicious meal ready. Okay. Number two, prepare yourself. Take 15 minutes to rest so you are refreshed when he arrives. Okay? Touch up your makeup. put a ribbon in your hair and be fresh looking. He has seen a lot of tired people at work today. Okay. Number three, be a little gay and a little more interesting for him. Okay. His boring day may need a lift, and one of your duties is to provide that. Number four, clear away the clutter. Make one last trip through the house. Make sure that it's all tidy before your husband arrives. Gather up school books, toys, papers, and take a dust cloth over the table, just in case there's a bit of dust from earlier on in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Over the cooler months of the year, you should prepare a light and light the fire for him to unwind by. Your husband will feel has reached a haven of rest, and in order will give you a lift too, of course he will. Prepare the children. Take a few minutes to keep the kids away from the husband. Wash their hands and try and keep them quiet as possible. Be happy to see him. Greet him with a warm smile and show sincerity in your desire to please him. Listen to him. You may have a dozen important things to tell him, but the moment of his arrival is not the time. Let him talk first. Remember, his topics of conversation are more important than yours. Here we go. Make the evening his. Never complain if he comes home late or goes out to dinner or other places of entertainment without you. Instead, try to understand his world of strain and pressure and his very real need to be at home and relax. Your goal, try to make your home a place of peace and order and tranquility where your husband can renew himself in body and spirit. Don't greet him with complaints and problems. Don't complain if he's late home for dinner or even if he stays out all night.
Yes.
Count this as minor compared to what he might have gone through during the day. Make him comfortable. Have him lean back in a comfortable chair and have him lie down in the bedroom. Have a cool or warm drink ready for him. Arrange his pillow and offer to take off his shoes. Speak in a low, soothing and pleasant voice. Don't ask him questions about his actions or question his judgment or integrity. Remember, he is the master of the house and in such will always exercise his will with fairness and truthfulness. You have no right to question him. A good wife always knows her place.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Listen, you
that was 1955 in a monthly magazine.
Yeah, no, they felt the need to publish it. No doubt written by a man. No doubt written by a man. There's no question about that.
Yes.
The thing about that is, although we sniggle and you know we it's ludicrous. I mean, it's can't take that seriously.
No,
okay,
no, not but here's 54.
You but here's the thing. I'm listening to this list of things that and you listening to this list of things, and anybody who is our age is listening to this list of things, and they thinking of what our mothers were like, and they weren't too far from that.
Yeah, yeah. Very much so.
They were not too far from that.
It was part of the in the day.
It was. It was just the way that it was. Mm. But then again, we're looking at a very, very different way of life.
Yeah.
So generally, okay.
They were housewives.
Correct. Mom stayed home.
Yep.
Okay. Dad went. He was the breadwinner.
Yeah.
Okay. And he was the one who was responsible for the family.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm the man.
Yeah.
And generally, this was the way things were. And in 1955, this wouldn't have been unusual.
No, it would have been a guide to being a good wife.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it seems so ridiculous now in the modern age, isn't it? It's changed so much, and it hasn't been that long. It's 60 years, 65, 70 years ago. I just think it was fun to bring to the party because we have changed quite a bit
It's actually, we've changed so much that almost becomes comical.
Yeah, it is comical to a point, yeah.
But the reality is that if I look at my mom, who was a wonderful woman,
yeah,
and very much a strong, independent woman, but when it came to her home and her family and my dad,
yeah,
this was it.
Yeah, this was it. But things have changed, and we need to adapt, obviously, as well. So here's something from Wilfred Peterson, who wrote The Art of Marriage. So I'm going to go through this quickly because I love ending off on a positive note always. Okay, happiness is in marriage is something that's not just doesn't just happen. It doesn't just create itself. You have to work at it. Okay, so a good marriage must be created as well. And it's never, you know, it is never being too old to hold hands. You know, that is one of the most intimate things you can do with somebody is hold their hand. It's remembering to say, I love you at least once a day. It's never going to sleep angry, sometimes more easy said than done, but there it is. It is at no time taking the other person for granted. The courtship should not end with the honeymoon. It should continue through the years. So we need to work at that. It is having a mutual respect and a mutual sense of values and common objectives. It is standing together facing the world. It is forming a circle of love that gathers the whole family. It is doing things for each other, not in the attitude of duty or sacrifice, but in the spirit of joy. It is speaking words of appreciation and demonstrating gratitude in thoughtful ways as well. It is not looking for perfection in each other. That's not going to end well. It is cultivating flexibility, patience, understanding, and a sense of humor. A sense of humor is one thing that does come up quite often in a relationship, and it does make a huge difference. It is having the capacity to forgive and forget. It is giving each other an atmosphere in which we can all grow old. It is common, is a common search for good and the beautiful in our relationship. It is a common, it is establishing a relationship in which the independence is equal. Dependence is mutual and the obligation is reciprocal. It is not only marrying the right partner, but it is being the right partner. So that is the art of marriage. And I'm just going to end off with this beautiful thing that I got here. Because in marriage today and in a relationship, we're a team. I really believe we're a team. Here at Zone Radio, we're a team. We work together. But in a marriage and a relationship, you're a team. So this came up, and I love this. So, husband to wife, wife to husband. Whatever you lack, I got you. We will balance each other out. Minor setback, bad day, I promise you'll have a better night. I'll be your backbone. I'll keep you motivated and at the top. Always, as long as you appreciate me, and remain consistent. You don't ever have to doubt my loyalty. I can swear on this. You got me and I got us. I love you.
That's nice.
It's a beautiful thing.
That's nice.
There we go. I want to end on that positive note.
All right. This boxing guy, Dricus
Duplessis,
I think he's quite a brave guy.
No, what did he do?
No, I think he's a brave guy. To go and fight in fights like that and challenge for the world title, there's a brave, tough guy.
Yeah.
I dare him to go and stick that thing up on the fridge.
No, he won't. No, he won't.
He will not survive that.
No, the Springboks won't either. No. None of them.
Even, I dare you.
Not even Ox.
Yeah, here we go.
That's a beautiful thing.
Here we go, dear. A good wife's guide on the fridge.
There we go. Okay, you're out of here, buddy.
No. You're on the injury list. That's you will never face the All Blacks again.
Never again. You're out. You're playing for the under-13s now.
No.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
All right, there we go.
Okay, Rich, thanks.
I think that the biggest thing in all of this is mutual respect.
Mutual respect.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
Sense of humor, all that stuff is great, but mutual respect, if you've got that, you've got a foundation to work from.
Well, then you listen to each other as well.
Yes.
And that would be part of that respect, right?
Yeah, yeah. I think so. And people who are in long-term relationships learn that some of the stuff is window dressing, but the real stuff comes over time.
Yeah.
And the real foundation is going to be based on not always total agreement. In fact, very more often than not, on disagreement. But
yes,
the fact that there is respect within that, That is the important.
Well, the maturity of fixing that disagreement might be good as well.
I think it's very cool indeed.
Good to have a recap.
All right. Okay. So I'll leave. I'm gonna wrap up here. You can go out on your own. I'll follow shortly.
No. I'm staying here with you, Rich. Nobody knows I'm here. I'm staying here. There's no ways I'm going on the road now. No, Richard. No. I've got a red Toyota. If anybody wants to know.
A red Toyota Conquest. shame, just like there is someone in a red Toyota Conquest that's being forced off the road as we speak. All right. Okay, all right, Jeff. Guys. Thank you very much for that. Thanks, we'll catch you again in 2 weeks. But I don't know.
You never know.
I may or may not see you.
After this, you don't know.
I may or may not see you in 2 weeks' time. Take care, Jeff.
Thanks, everybody. Cheers.